Chapter 5. No, Beauty, you must stay here. You cannot go to live with the beast, the brothers said. I will go with Father. I will not change my mind, Beauty replied. Finally, we are getting rid of Beauty, the older sisters thought. The merchant didn't remember the chest of gold. I am going to lose Beauty, he thought. I am very upset. I should die, but she is going to go in my place. The merchant went to his bedroom. He was very tired. He shut his bedroom door. He found the chest of gold. It was next to his bed. I will not tell my children that we are rich again. They will want to go back to the town. I will not leave the countryside. Beauty will be on her own with the beast. I want to be close by, the merchant thought. He went to sleep. He woke up the next morning. He went to see Beauty. Beauty, I have a secret. The beast gave me a chest full of gold. We are rich again. Do not tell your brothers and sisters that we are rich again. It is our secret, the merchant said. Two men came to see us when you were not here. They want to marry my sisters. Let them get married. Give them money. Let them be happy, Beauty said. I will think about it, the merchant said. The merchant and Beauty got ready to leave. Beauty's brothers cried. We do not want you to go, they said. The older sisters did not care. They went to the kitchen. They rubbed onions on their eyes to make them cry. Beauty did not cry. I will not make my family unhappy, she thought. Goodbye, they all said. Beauty and her father rode on the horse. The horse went back to the castle. The horse knew the way to go. It was dark when they got to the castle. There were lights at every window. Beauty and her father got off the horse. The horse went to the stable. Beauty and her father went inside. They went to the dining room. It was covered with food. Beauty sat down and ate. Her father sat down. He could not eat. He was too sad. Beauty tried to be happy. The beast wants me to eat a lot. He is trying to make me fat. He is going to eat me, Beauty thought. Beauty finished eating. There was a loud noise. The beast is coming, the merchant said. He started crying. The beast came through the door. Beauty was very scared. The beast was big. The beast was ugly. He looked like a monster.
Have you come here because you wanted to? The beast asked.
Yes, Beauty said. She was very scared. She was shaking.
You are a good daughter. What is your name? The beast asked.
Beauty, she replied.
Your father can go home in the morning. He can never come back here again. Good night, Beauty, the beast said.
Good night, beast, Beauty said. The beast left the dining room.
Oh, Beauty, the merchant cried, you cannot stay. Go home. I will stay. The beast can kill me.
No, father, you will go home in the morning. I will stay here. God will protect me, Beauty replied.